pasture or growing vegetables. You use it to grow cotton and corn, grain.
Well, so it's a field. Could you have a real small field? What would a small field be?
It'd be a small patch, they would call it.
Can a field and a patch be the same thing?
Well, a patch would be considered something small, a small field.
Is a patch fenced in?
Not necessarily.
And is there a difference in what you grow in a field and what you grow in a patch?
No. Well, if you a field, you would have most of the patch you would use it for something like vegetables. You have a pea patch, a small rosinia patch. You call dent corn, sweet corn patch. It would be mostly used for a little, you know, garden for home use. In a field, you grow. Farm it for market.
And we talked about rail fences the other day. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The rail fence?
Right.
Well, have you ever seen a rail fence with an extension built at the top of it?
With barbed wire?
Is that how you would build it? What would you call that part on top?
Oh, this extension with barbed wire, I don't know no other name for it. It's a top rail.
And, now, if after you wash your dishes, you what then?
You rinse them and dry them.
So you say, she washes the dishes, then she
rinses the dishes.
And is there a difference in kindling and lightwood?
Lighted?
Uh-huh.
No, it's kindling also.
And if you have something goes from one end of your house to the other, along the front or something, you say it goes how?
All the way across.
Is there another way of saying that?
Straight across? Up from one end to the other?
Well, you remember talking about if you had a real long pillow, you know, that went across all the way across your bed, you say it went how? What would you, how would you call it, something like that?
Across the head of the bed, I would put it all the way across.
And I said, did it go halfway across? You'd say, no, it went
all the way across.
Would you ever use something like a clear across?
Yeah, clear across, that's a word. I don't use it, but that is a word.
Well, what do you call a male calf?
A yellin.
And what about a female calf?
A heifer.
And what do you call just an unbred female calf?
The same. Heifer.
Right. And if you had a swamp, can that have trees growing in it? Or is it?
Swamp areas made of trees, yeah.
Could you ever have a swamp that didn't have trees in it?
No, it wouldn't be a swamp without trees in it.
And remember talking about a notch the other day?
A knot, a notch.
Notch.
Yeah.
Now, could you have something like that in the mountains?
On the, yeah, I think so. Notches on the ledge, you know, a mountain.
Well, what would you call this a low place where you drove through the mountains?
A valley?
Well, just if it's just a little place where they just came in.
Oh. I don't know. A trail?
And if you had a chimney on your house, you know, that'd be that kind. But what about if you had something like that on a factory? What would that be called?